Well, good morning, everybody. Scott here with you in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is going to be brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. A Bad Axe bowling alley is temporarily in limbo as the property moves toward new ownership. Managers of Long Shot Lanes, Scott and Rochelle Rehnquist, announced that the bowling alley has been repossessed and is awaiting a sale. They say the locks have been changed and no one is currently allowed inside the building. Long Shot Lanes and the Bad Axe Theater were both offered at auction in February on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and Bayport State Bank. The bowling alley carried an opening bid of just over $554,000, while the theater's opening bid was nearly $210,000. Previous reports indicated Rolfe had 6 months to pay off the loans associated with the businesses before the bank could take possession of the properties. The Rehnquists say the ownership transition is expected to extend into the beginning of bowling season and could delay necessary maintenance, along with food and alcohol operations. They say they are hopeful a sale can be completed quickly enough to preserve the upcoming season for local bowling leagues. The status of the Bad Axe Theater was not immediately clear as of Monday. A Huron County District Court hearing today has shifted the legal path for Jared Cash Butterfield. Butterfield, who faces two counts of assault and battery, saw his September 1st trial date adjourned. Defense attorney Richard Schaff requested the delay due to a scheduling conflict he has with a case going on in a different court. During the proceedings, prosecutors outlined a plea offer regarding the assault on his fellow inmate, Jeremy Lee Tan. The state has no objection to a plea of guilty or no contest, with a sentence running concurrent to time already served. No such offer is currently on the table for the second charge involving Officer Holdwick. Butterfield indicated his intent to accept the plea deal for the Tan case. Judge Julian Ferris scheduled a plea and sentencing hearing for August 24th. The case involving Holdwick remains adjourned to a date to be determined. Huron County officials have closed the bathing beach at Wagner County Park after the latest round of water testing found elevated E. coli levels. The Huron County Department says samples collected Monday showed the beach exceeded the acceptable bacteria level for swimming. Testing involves three water samples collected in water between 3 and 6 feet deep. The combined result must not exceed 300 E. coli colonies per 100 milliliters of water. State guidance calls for a beach closure when testing exceeds that daily standard. Wagner Park Bathing Beach will remain closed to swimming while the elevated bacteria levels are addressed. Michigan officials say beaches can reopen once subsequent monitoring shows the water is safe again for swimming. And we'll be right back.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And down with our neighbors in St. Clair County, emergency crews assisted hundreds of people during this year's St. Clair River float down, including about 20 participants who had to be rescued from the water and returned to shore by boat. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office says nearly 1,500 people entered the river Sunday for the annual float down. Marine Division deputies joined local, state, and federal agencies in assisting approximately 300 participants during the event. Some simply needed help navigating the river, while roughly 20 required rescue. Despite its long history in the Port Huron area, the float down is not an organized or officially sanctioned event. Participants travel several miles down the St. Clair River, which is an international waterway separating Michigan and Ontario. Sheriff's officials say several recurring safety problems were again observed on Sunday. Among them were participants using inexpensive or poorly constructed floats, failing to wear life jackets, and entering the river without paddles or another way to control their direction. This float has caused problems before. In 2016, strong winds and rain pushed approximately 1,500 float down participants into the Canadian shoreline near Sarnia. Authorities said some suffered injuries or hypothermia, while many arrived without identification, money, or a way to communicate. The event also turned deadly in 2014 when a 19-year-old participant drowned. And the Lapeer Police Department arrested a suspect on Tuesday for the reported stabbing that happened on August 14th. Law enforcement officers arrested the stabbing victim, Devin Bruce Dix, 23, of Davison, who falsely claimed someone stabbed him in the park. That's in Rowan Park. Dix had actually injured himself while committing a robbery at a nearby store. He brought two children with him to the Walmart store in Lapeer, and according to reports, he stole a box cutter to cut the straps off a gaming computer. While cutting the strap, the box cutter slipped, causing Dix to puncture his own stomach and cut his hand. He had the children sit on top of the computer he was stealing as he wheeled out of the store. He then went to a restaurant in Lapeer to call for help. A Lapeer sheriff's deputy and an ambulance responded. Dix was treated for his injuries, which he claimed were the result of an altercation in the park. He used that as an excuse for his injuries, which were caused while he was cutting a strap to steal a computer. And then he used his children to hide the stolen computer. Because of some other incidents that happened previously, several cameras were set up around the park. None of the cameras showed him being assaulted. During the investigation, the police found the stolen computer in the trunk of his car. He is charged with one count of filing a false police report, one count of retail fraud, and two counts of fourth-degree child abuse, which are each a felony. His bond is set at $5,000 cash surety. He is due back in court on Monday, August 31st, for a probable cause hearing. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News Report for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall at Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.